Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty Savior, King of glory, we bless your name. Thank you, Father, for your word is forever settled. Thank you, Jesus, because you will perform that which you have said concerning us. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. This day I speak the word of the Lord according to Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. It says, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord says that he is the Lord of hosts, the Lord God Almighty. God is the Lord of hosts. He's the God that says yes and no one can say no. He's the one that opens a door and no one can shut. In verse 9, he says, remember the former things. God is calling us to remember the things he had done in time past. If he had done it before, he can do it again and again and again. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. Also, what he had done before, he can do it again, again, and more than again. If he had done it before, he can repeat it in your life. The things he had done before, he can do it in your life. If you have read about him before, he can do it. He can do more than what he had done before. This is why the word of God tells us in verse 9, it says that we should remember the former things. We should remember the things he had done before. If he is the one who had done those things in time past, then your own case is not difficult for him. He says that we should remember the former things. If he is the one who had done those great and mighty things, then he has the power to do beyond all we could ask or think. He says, remember the former things. What are the former things? I'm just going to give us some few examples. What are the former things? For example, he is the storm stealer. He had stilled storms before. In Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 41, Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 41, when the storm arose in the sea and the storm started beating into the ship, he was in the inner part of the ship, lying up, sleeping, until his disciples went to him and cried to him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and speak to the sea and say, peace, be still. And immediately there was peace on the sea, and they were able to reach their destination. The word of God says that they were astonished. They were surprised by the way the sea and the storm obeyed him. He is the storm stiller. Are you facing storm? Are you facing any form of storm in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your destiny, or in your career? The storm stealer will steal that storm today. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is capable of doing greater things he had done before. He's capable of doing it in your life and situation. This is why he said that we should remember the former things. We should call the former things to remembrance. We should remember those things he had done before, because it is in remembering those things he had done before our faith can be boosted in him. Many talk about God as if God is not powerful enough to solve their problems. if he has stilled the storm before on the sea, he can still the storms in your life. I speak again, I speak the word of God into the life of someone hearing me this day. Every storm of life challenging you, blowing against your life and destiny, every contrary wind blowing against the journey of your life, the storm stealer, the Prince of Peace, will arise and steal those storms today in the name of Jesus Christ, and there shall be absolute peace in Jesus' name. Also, number two, he said, remember the former things. What should we remember? We should remember that he is the resurrection and the life. He did it in the case of Lazarus. In John chapter 11, verse 11 to 44, John chapter 11, verse 11 to 44, where Lazarus was dead for 4 days. And when he got there, he said, Lazarus sleepeth, our friend sleepeth. He said it simply. And yet Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. 4 days. Even when he said he was going to raise Lazarus, the sisters of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, told him and said, Master, by now he's stinking. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he asked them to roll away the stone. And as they did that, he spoke a loud word, Lazarus, come forth. And he who was dead for 4 days came back with his body shining like a newborn baby. He came alive and he asked them to take away the grave clothes. He said, loose him and let him go. In verse 44, he said, he commanded them, after Lazarus had come forth, he commanded them, he said, loose him and let him go. And they loose Lazarus, and Lazarus was free from the hands of death. I speak the word of the Lord into the life of someone hearing me this day. He had done it before in the case of Lazarus. He is the one who had the power to restore that which had been forgotten, that which had been long gone. He is the one who has the capacity to restore that which had been considered dead, forgotten. He is the one who can bring back that which had been lost totally into the hand of the devil or to the hand of death. I speak the word of the Lord and I decree over the life of someone hearing me today that in the name that is above all name, everything that is considered dead, everything that is considered hopeless, everything that is considered gone in your life, by the power in the name of Jesus, the resurrection and the life, I speak the word of the Lord and I decree and declare they shall come alive by the power of the Holy Ghost today in the name of Jesus Christ. That dead womb is coming alive now. That dead brain is coming alive now. That dead body is coming alive now. That dead situation is coming alive now. That dead part in your body is coming alive now. By the power of the resurrection, by the resurrection power in the name of Jesus, they are coming alive in the name of Jesus Christ. He did it before in the situation in the case of Lazarus. He can do it again and again and again. This is why he said we should remember the former things. Also, number three, he did it for Peter. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 9. Peter toiled all night and he could catch nothing. After Jesus had used his boat to speak to the people, he told Peter that he should launch to the deep. He should cast his net for a draught. But Peter told Jesus, Master, we toiled all night, we could catch nothing. But at thy word, I will let down the net. and he cast the nets. He caught a boat sinking catch that he had to start calling on others to come and join them in the huge harvest. I speak to someone under the sound of my voice this day, and I decree and declare that in the name of Jesus, if you have toiled all the years and you could catch nothing, if that is your case, if that is your condition, this year, this moment, this period, this season, it is your time, it is your season of bumper harvest. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare the Lord Jesus, who spoke to Peter to launch into the deep, and he caught a boat sinking catch. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus, toiling is over in your life. You might have toiled all the years and have not caught anything. You might have toiled all the night and you've not caught anything. So you are about giving up. Peter was about giving up. They were washing their nets to go home when Jesus Christ arrived. The seashore. I decree, maybe you are the verge of giving up on your dreams. You are the verge of giving up on your expectations, on your effort. You are about washing your nets and you are about walking away. I have a good news for you this day. I have a good news for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, who showed up for Peter that day, he will show forth over your matter, over your case, if only you can cooperate with him. If Peter had not cooperated with Jesus, he would have gone back home without nothing. But because Peter said, at thy word, at the word of God, he believed the word that Jesus spoke, he cast the net and he had a boat sinking catch. This day, the kind of blessing, the kind of harvest that will erase toiling in your life, the kind of harvest that will erase poverty completely in your life, in the history of your family today. God is delivering such harvest into your life, into your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ. He did it for Peter. He will do it in your case, in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember the former things. God had done it before. He can do it again, again, and again, and again in your life, in your situation, in your condition. The God of those days is still the God today and is the same forevermore. Hallelujah. Also, number four, he did it in the fiery furnace for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3, where the three Hebrew guys said to the king of Babylon and said that they will not bow. They said it to King Nebuchadnezzar. They said they will not bow to his image. And the king said that they should heat the fire 7 times more than it's supposed to be heated. And they casted these three young men into the midst of the fiery furnace. As they were landing in the fire, the fourth man in the fire showed up. Hallelujah. The fourth man, Jesus, showed up, the fourth man in the fire, to the extent that the king said, were there not three men thrown into the fire? King Nebuchadnezzar said, I saw four men loose, and the appearance of the fourth man looks like the appearance of the Son of God. How did the king knows that there is Son of God who existed? How did the king know that fourth person was the Son of God? Hallelujah. Jesus have been reigning and ruling in the affairs of people even before now. So I decree and I declare over the life of someone hearing me today, in the name of Jesus, that fire you are going through, that unpleasant moment, that unpleasant situation and cases surrounding your life, your destiny, your journey in life, the fourth man in the fire, the Son of God, Jesus, is showing forth in your case, in your matter, in your situation, in that ugly situation, in that fire you are going through, in that hot moment you are going through, Jesus is showing forth today in the name of Jesus Christ. They thought if they throw the three guys, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, they thought that was their end. Oh, but it was the beginning of a glorious life for them, because Jesus was waiting to turn their fire into air condition, and they were walking freely in the midst of fire. God is the only one who had the power to turn fire into air condition to suit you. I speak the word of the Lord into your life today, that the fourth man in the fire will show forth in your case, in your matter, in your condition, in your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. And the things I prophesy and I decree, those things that the enemies thought will consume you, in the name of Jesus, the fourth man in the fire will appear in those cases today, and it will turn it around for your stepping stone. It will turn it around for your good. That is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, number five, he showed up in the sea, in the Red Sea, for the Israelites. Exodus chapter 14. When they got to the Red Sea and Pharaoh looked at them and said, yes, this is a dead end for the Israelites. I'm going to get them and I'm going to get them back to come and continue to serve me, to come and continue to be slave to me. Pharaoh thought in his heart, until God spoke to Moses to stretch forth his rod to the sea, and the sea gave way, and they passed through the Red Sea on a dry ground, on a smooth dry ground, and they crossed to the other side, and their enemies perished in the midst of the Red Sea. The way maker, God is the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. He is the God that can do all we could ever ask or think, beyond all we could ever ask or think. He has the power to do it. He showed forth for the Israelites in the Red Sea. So I speak on the with the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand on the authority in the name of Jesus, and I speak to someone under the sound of my voice this day, that in the name that is above all name, every Red Sea standing between you and your destiny, standing between you and your promised land, every Red Sea that have shut up, that has shut your life, your destiny up, that is hindering you from crossing over to your place of destiny today, by the power of the Almighty God, they give way now in the name of Jesus Christ. And every battle that want to follow you into the midst of the your blessings, of your crossing over, today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, they shall all perish. Like the way the Egyptians perish in the midst of the sea, they shall perish in the name of Jesus Christ. You are crossing over to your place of destiny, to your place of glory, in that name of Jesus Christ. Every Red Sea, every entrance, every barrier, every stumbling block, everything hindering you from possessing your possession, as the Red Sea parted for the Israelites to cross to the other side, to cross to the other side, to that leads them to the promised land. You are crossing over from failure to success in the name of Jesus Christ. You are crossing over from shame to fame. You are crossing over from ashes to beauty. You are crossing over from limitation to expansion. You are crossing over from being little to being enlarged. You are crossing over from barrenness to fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. You are crossing over from shame to abundance of joy. You are crossing over from bitterness to sweetness. You are crossing over from sorrow to celebration in the name of Jesus. You are crossing over from crying to shouting for joy. You are crossing over from shedding tears from shedding tears of sorrow to shedding tears of joy. You are crossing over from the side of your enemies to the side of the victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God says that we should remember the former things. That it says, I am God and there is none else. He says, I am God and there is none like me. God says, there is none like him. There is none in all the earth. There is none like him. He says, it declares the end from the beginning. God knows the end even from the very, very, very fresh start. He knows how everything will end. He is the one that caused the shot. He is the one that caused the result, not your enemies. God is the one that caused the result. He says that from the ancient times, that the things that are not yet done, he declares the things that are not yet done from the ancient times. He says, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure. That is the word of God. God says that his counsel will stand and will do his pleasure. Everything that God has said, he said his counsel will stand. Not the counsel of your enemies, not the counsel of the devil, not what the enemy has said, not what the devil has said. He said his counsel will stand. And that will be your caution. Everything that God has written concerning you, everything that God has said concerning you, it shall stand in the name of Jesus. Not the will of your enemies, only what God has said will come to pass. And in the name of Jesus, there shall be performance of the word of God in your life. There shall be performance of the word of God in your situation. There shall be performance of the word of God in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will testify. In the name of Jesus Christ, and your testimonies, the whole world will hear it and they will celebrate with you. So shall it be. In the name of God, the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.